welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out all the great articles and podcasts for yourself. You'll be busy for countless hours, tons of great writers, and tons of great shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. And of course, if you're subscribed to America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, 24/7 talk radio, you guys definitely want to look up America Out Loud on your iHeartRadio app if you have not already. We appreciate all the support and helping support independent media. You know, Rob, over the past week, a lot has been talked about with Joe Biden and his upcoming SCOTUS pick. We saw Joe Biden come out and give a press conference where he talked about how great that Justice Breyer was, and he made a joke quickly into it about how Justice Breyer back in 1993, when he got put on the Supreme Court, would have never expected Joe Biden to be president when he was retiring. I think Joe Biden thought that was a funny joke, but it actually makes Joe Biden sound kind of bad, because Justice Breyer could have never seen Joe Biden as president, is what he was essentially saying. But Joe Biden is here acting like that they did not force this man out of his seat. This administration is so desperate for a win. They are ecstatic that Joe Biden gets to pick a replacement for Justice Breyer. It's finally something to talk about that is not completely negative. And here you have Joe Biden, who's once again pigeonholed himself into picking a Black woman. We saw how well that went when he selected a vice president, Kamala Harris. She's been an absolute disaster. He put her in charge of the border. She's had no accountability. She's done nothing. And now here he is saying that Kamala Harris is going to help him pick a Black Supreme Court justice. What worries me, Rob, is it's going to be another radical put on the Supreme Court. We see that time and time again with these Democrats and who they select. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. But how are you doing tonight, Rob?
Andrew, I'm doing good. I'm glad that all of our listeners could tune in to this important episode of After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Not that any of the other episodes aren't important, because I think that they're all equally important, considering what conservative news organizations are against with the mainstream media and big tech trying to counsel us. It's as if, though, that's nonstop. That's their mantra, counsel them. We don't want them to say anything, because everything that they say is misinformation. And if you've been following us and listening to us, you know that a lot of our shows have covered misinformation and how the left is trying to define the right as being purveyors of misinformation. And if you're watching any of the news, you will see that it is they who are the ones who are the purveyors of misinformation. That being said, going back to your opening, with President Biden saying that he's going to pick a Black woman to be on the Supreme Court. So there are a couple of things here that I think that we need to dissect regarding that statement. And as you said, Justice Breyer as well, who is, I think, 83 years old. Joe is 78. And during that press conference, when he came out, Justice Breyer, it was amazing, astonishing at the difference between the two men. One man is 83 years old, the other guy is 78, and the 83-year-old has more energy, vitality, sharp, quick on his feet, witted, than the person who claims to be the president, but I refer to him as being the resident. A stark difference. If the mute was on TV and this came out and there were no closed captioning, you would have assumed by just looking at their body movements that the 83-year-old man was more in charge and of significance as opposed to the 78-year-old man. That's bad. That is extremely bad, because Joe is not, as I've said before, fit for this job. And of course, Andrew, they badgered and they pushed Justice Breyer out. And all the news organizations, including those on the right, are saying, yeah, but he's a Supreme Court justice and he doesn't have to let any of that get to him. He has all the power. I'm like, I hear what you're saying. They're nothing but platitudes. It's nothing but rhetoric. It's nothing but talking points, because we know that they pushed this guy out day in and day out. And it's not the first time. And we can't just say that Democrats are guilty of this, because we happen to know that Republicans will do it also. And when George Bush, the first Bush, was in office, he badgered and pushed Thurgood Marshall, always asking him, are you going to retire? That's what they say. I don't know if it's true or not. And I think I was in high school around that time, but without a doubt, Thurgood Marshall, the first Black Supreme Court justice, a sharp man, a very formidable man, but when it came close to his before he retired, clearly you could see that he wasn't the man that he used to be. He wasn't the giant, and he struggled. And from what I've been reading is that a lot of his briefs and a lot of his commentary were provided by his clerks, because he just wasn't the person that he used to be. And that's okay. It's going to happen to us all eventually, unfortunately. It's called growing old. Look at Joe Biden.
Just quickly to give some credit to George Bush, we got Clarence Thomas out of that, who I believe
and that's
probably
what I'm about to say.
The best Supreme Court justice we have.
Absolutely. I'm about to go into that. That from him, you know, asking Marshall if he was going to retire, we got Clarence Thomas. And many of you probably weren't born, or many of you, this happened like years ago as to what happened. But the confirmation hearing under the auspices of Joe Biden was very riveting, embarrassing, and it was just like opening the door to what we see now with confirmation hearings. I don't even want to go into it. It's so embarrassing. Clarence Thomas did a special not too long ago, I think on PBS, and he was talking about his time during the confirmation hearing and how he felt. And at one point, he was like, you know, do I really want to go through this? And he said, yeah, I'm the person for the time to go through what Senator Biden at the time was putting him through. I would encourage all of you to go back and look at the tapes. I'm sure YouTube has not taken that down. They have not banned that, because in their eyes, we need to know this. We need to see Joe at his finest. It was one of the most embarrassing moments in our history, what this man went through. It also opened the door for this whole sexual harassment thing with women making accusations, and we're being told, just believe them, it doesn't matter. Believe Anita Hill. Just believe her. And at the time, they even floated the idea of maybe she should be a Supreme Court justice. And she was a law professor at the time. Never practiced law, just a law professor. And practicing law, if I might add, or being a judge, isn't a prerequisite for being on the Supreme Court. Look at the Constitution, go do your history study. But we got him, Clarence Thomas. And at the time, it was so polarizing, because the media, identity politics media from the left, did not like him. They attacked him viciously. They attacked him to the point that they even got Black people to attack him and to say he was an Uncle Tom and that he did not represent us. And you hear the same thing today. Look at the women on The View. Sonny Hostin even made the comment that he doesn't represent Black people. Well, he represents all people. What are you trying to prove? What are you trying to say, Sonny Hostin? He's an Uncle Tom, according to Joy Reid. And there are so many other ugly, nasty things that are said about him. But to say we're now getting the first Black on the Supreme Court simply because you don't like his political views, his political stance, is embarrassing. But going back all those years, the media at its finest, also at its worst, got a lot of Black people to turn their backs on Clarence Thomas and to say he's not one of you, although his skin is as black as it can be. He's not one of you. Although he grew up poor, he's not one of you. Although he was down with the civil rights, he was part of the Black Panthers. He believed in all of it. He's not one of you. Although he was a radical then, and he himself even said it. But we were told he's not one of you. But he had a moment of epiphany after he had gone through everything he had gone through growing up as a young man, having a college degree and then going in for jobs and being turned down or reduced to his color. He said that he looked at his degree and put it in his drawer of his office and said, what is it worth? What is it for? Why did I go through all this? And lo and behold, a person, Senator Dan Danforth, reached out to him to give him a job, a Republican, a conservative. Now, you would think at that time, might have been the 70s or the 80s when he was still a lawyer, that the left, the liberals, would have said, wait, this is a black man, let's give him a job. But they didn't. They fought against him. Highly educated man, fought his way to the top, believed in all of their ideas at the time. But it was a conservative who gave him the opportunity, and the trajectory of his career just went from there. But yet and still, we're told that he's not for black people, that he's not a Supreme Court justice, simply because he does not believe or have the belief system of the left, which is anything goes. Again, misinformation, disinformation, whatever you want to call it. So he turned his back on all of that nonsense, all of that crazy rhetoric, and said, I am going to chart a path according to the Constitution, and that's where my views will lie. So fast forward, when he was nominated and he went through the confirmation hearing, and Joe Biden made certain that it was a circus with some of the things they were discussing, genitalia sizes, pubic hair, and Coke cans, everything you could imagine. I mean, it reached the scum of the earth, thanks to Joe Biden. And when all this discourse was taking place, and I'm trying to dig up information on this man, a black man, and this, we have the liberals digging up the information, while the conservatives were saying, no, let's let this man go forth. No, Bush did not have to nominate him. No one else had done it, but Bush, and he never came out and said, I'm going to put a black man on the court. But the left was saying, you better put a black person. You got to put a black person to replace Thurgood Marshall. Because in their eyes, there wouldn't be a black person. So he wouldn't be able to pick a black person. He would have to pick another white liberal. But little did they know that Bush was going to select Clarence Thomas. So after all the turmoil and the attacks from the left as to how he wasn't representing people, and he's this and he's that, he's an Uncle Tom, he's, oh my God, he doesn't want us to have our welfare checks, and he wants to keep black people down, and he doesn't like black people. After all of that nonsense, Andrew, Maya Angelou, the famous poet and author, came out and said, wait a minute, black people, we might not like his politics, but remember, he's still our brother. He doesn't have to have the same political views that you have. I don't agree with a lot of his political views, but he's still our brother. And I remember that to this day, her coming out and saying that. Because black people get caught up in the rhetoric. They get caught up in the liberal dialogue. They get caught up in the dogma coming from the left, that they will cut off their nose to save their face. And in some cases, unfortunately, literally. So this man made it to the courts. And throughout his entire time, he still got no respect from the left. Even now, fast forward, 2022, Andrew. The left will look at him and say, oh, well, we don't have a black person on the courts. So now we should pick this black woman. So now that's their whole idea, the black woman. You look around, you black women, black women, black women. Not that black women aren't successful. Not that black women can't do the job. But you have other women that can do the jobs also. But we're just going to focus on the black women. And you know why? Because that's the vote that they're targeting. We're going to target the black vote. Because as Maxine Waters said to the black man, you disappointed me by voting for President Trump. Well, black men did it because they saw an alpha man that was standing up for the belief system that they believed in. They saw a man saying that you are a man after years of being put down by the men on the left, white men, telling them that you're just a boy. You're not a man. And if you want to get ahead, you got to get ahead through me. Black men got tired of that. They got tired of hearing that rhetoric. They got tired of the oppressive laws from the left, putting them in jail for minor infractions against the law. Now, of course, if you commit a crime, you should go to jail. But the way the system was rigged by the Democrats, it was such that if a black man did anything, they would put him away for years and years and years. And then they complain about it. Look around you right now. Look at the crime that's taking place. Crime is at an all-time high. We're going to talk about this probably in the next segment. But who's responsible for this? The liberal policies of the Democrats. We're not going to prosecute. We're not going to prosecute certain crimes. We're just going to let people go. And when you do that, you open up the door for more people to walk through and commit crimes because their idea is that I'm not going to get caught anyway. So why shouldn't I? So when it begins to bubble up and it reaches boiling point, these liberals try to attack the problem by putting on more draconian laws and saying, no, we're going to prosecute everyone who does this. Who gets caught up in that net? Black men. And then years from now, we look at it and say, oh, these laws, and they're so oppressive. Yeah, but you guys created them. After you remove your repressive laws and said, let everybody do whatever they want, you decided to put them back on, as opposed to looking at the system and saying, this is what we need to do to make certain that everything is fair and balanced. So this is what Clarence Thomas looked at and said, I want no part of that. I don't want to be identified by my skin color. It's content of character. And that's why he was chosen. But the left, they don't care. They don't like it because now they have their eyes on a Black woman because she's going to lead us to the future. And what have they done? London Bree in San Francisco, the mayor. Look at San Francisco. A complete disaster. But she's the mayor, and she thinks that she's doing a great thing. Look at Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, another Black woman. And look around you. Look at Baltimore. Look at Atlanta. No matter where you turn, no matter where you look, these Black women are in charge, and they are failures. And I hate to say it. And you know why they're failures? Because of liberal policies. Whereas you look on the right, Winsome Sears, the lieutenant governor of Virginia, the state is prospering. It's going to be okay. Brian Donalds, representative in Florida, representing the people. Tim Scott, South Carolina, representing the people. So where you have conservative ideas and Black people in charge, things seem to work right. But where you have liberal ideas and liberals in charge, it's complete chaos. Who do we blame? So now we found out, or we're finding out, that Joe Biden has the opportunity to appoint a Supreme Court justice. Now, Andrew, I have no problem with him saying, I want to appoint a woman. I have no problem with that. Because if we think back in the 1980s, when Ronald Reagan appointed Sandra Day O'Connor, he said, I want to appoint a woman. He didn't say a white woman. He said a woman. And he did. Now, the only problem I have with Biden's statement is that he just narrowed it down just to that specific, only a Black woman, and not saying, okay, a qualified Black woman or a woman as a whole. It's his prerogative. He can do whatever he wants. But when you start to narrow it out, well, what about a conservative Black woman?
Right.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, this whole narrative that we've gotten in the last couple of years about supporting Black people, of course, we let Black people should be supported. But this whole narrative that you need to go to Black-owned businesses and buy all your goods, it's just new and foreign to me, and it doesn't seem very patriotic. When I was a kid, you used to be encouraged to go to American stores and spend your money, or go to small businesses. It doesn't matter if the owner is white or Black. Of course, you should spend your money with Americans. Now we're seeing people puts emphasis on spending at Black businesses. Like, you watch a sports broadcast and they'll say, oh, our featured Black business of the week is such and such. It's just like the pandering is over the top and it never ends. And it just feels like it's not going to end anytime soon.
Well, that's a good point, Andrew. And it's not going to end. And the reason why they emphasize it is because, again, when you go back and you study history and you look at what has happened, the left made a concerted effort to only put up individuals that looked like them. And unfortunately, those who were in power put up individuals that were white. So now they recognize that and they're trying to correct it. The problem is that the way they're trying to correct it is creating segregation, because you can't blame the people, the businesses of today, for the sins of the fathers from yesterday. You can't do it. It just does not work. But that's what they're trying to do. So when they come out and say, oh, support this Black business and support that, it's like, okay, what about the other businesses that don't have an opportunity? Well, they will rationalize it and say, well, but the other businesses, they've been at the forefront for so long. So trying to strike that medium, they don't know how to do it other than to revert back to segregationist ways and putting up one over the other, as opposed to just saying, let's support these businesses. Put the business out there. Don't say the skin color. Just say, put it out there and then let the people decide. They behave as if though we can't decide, that we don't know how to do it. And it is because of their policies and their practices. You look back at advertisement and how they advertise things. The only person you would see on the advertisements were white people for shampoo, for all the products. And what did they say? Well, if we were to put a black person on it, no one would want to buy it. Yeah, but you're in control of this product and it's your product. And if they don't want to buy it, then they don't buy anything, but they were afraid to take the risk. So now they've become woke and they see the light and they're like, oh my God, this is horrible. So now let's put someone else there. And then not only are we going to put them there, but we're going to promote the identity politics of it. So that is a reason why they would say black businesses, black this and black that, black this. Okay, well, once you get blacks into the mainstream, what about the Hispanics? What about the Indians? Because you have a lot of Indians that are coming here. What about the Chinese? It just does not work when you're using identity politics. You put the product out there and you say, here's a great product. You should look into it, as opposed to trying to say it is a black product. Just say it's a product and then promote them equally. Make certain that you're promoting them equally. But they never get it. So this whole idea of what Biden is doing, putting up, and the latest that I've heard, Andrew, is that Jim Clyburn wants Judge T. Michelle Childs. She's a U.S. district judge appointed by Barack Obama. He wants her as Biden's nominee. And right now she's looking like she might be the person. And apparently he's going to name that person either next week or within the coming weeks. And so just be on the lookout for Judge T. Michelle Childs, whom he wants there. And she was confirmed for the district court by Republicans. No one had anything against her. They said, okay, fine, let's put her there. So she got there. She sailed, you know, free through all the confirmations, and there she sits. Now, there was another woman that everyone was saying that he might nominate her, and she was a friend, I think, of Joy Reid. We don't need her because she's a radical, okay? Not that the other, Michelle Childs, isn't a radical.
Well, yeah, here's my thing, Rob, but about the Supreme Court right now, I don't know if it really matters that much if Joe Biden selects a radical, because when is the last time that a Supreme Court justice that was nominated by a Democrat president went against the Democrat agenda? We see Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Gorsuch vote against what the Republicans want to get accomplished all the time. But on the other side of the aisle, we'd never see the Democrat justices vote against what the Democrats want. I mean, obviously, they're not supposed to be political, but let's face it, they are.
That's a good analysis, Andrew. So could it, is it that the Republicans that we have put on, or the conservative judges that we have placed on the court, are in fact looking at the law in itself in its truest form, regardless of political persuasion? That's how they're looking at it. Compared to the left, they're just looking at giving the left a win. I think about it all the time, because like you said, the ones that we put there, they're always in the middle. And you would think they're going to rule one way, and they don't. Now, when it comes to this whole thing with the abortion issue, I'm just wondering, where will they fall down? Will it be in the medium? Or are they coming up with the rulings that they're coming up with now? Because they will say, no, we're going to outlaw Roe versus Wade. And again, you look at the Supreme Court. I go back to Plessy versus Ferguson, the whole segregation. When the Supreme Court upheld Plessy versus Ferguson, which in essence said the segregation was okay. So the Supreme Court got it wrong then. So that is a good point, which you just mentioned. But something else I want our viewers to think about is that before we end this half of the show, is that you look at the person that Biden says he's going to nominate. And like he says, he's going to be a black woman, whatever. I mean, I could care less. She's going to be a radical, and it's still going to be the same amount of judges on the court. But if the left, the Democrats, were so committed to their word and feeling that people should be treated equally and whatnot, why is it, Andrew, that Joe Biden didn't reach back and say, we're going to put Merrick Garland on the court because he's so deserving. He missed out his opportunity under Barack Obama. So we're going to put him on the court. Never mind the fact that Barack Obama put on two women on the court. Neither one was a Black woman. Neither one was a Black man. Go figure. He was the first Black president. And you would have thought that he would have picked a Black person for the courts. And of course, the left said nothing about it. They gave him no hard time. Black people gave him no hard time. The Black organizations gave him no hard time. They just rolled over. Okay, he picked two women on the court, not a Black man, not a Black woman. So fast forward, it takes a white man, whom the Democrats said should not be at the head of their party, to nominate a Black woman for that position. Go figure. Now, I just said a lot right there. No Merrick Garland, although they said that he should be on the court, and this was a perfect opportunity to put him on the court. Why don't you do it? He's doing a horrible job as the attorney general, so why not just move him up and let him do a horrible job as a Supreme Court justice, since he was so deserving of that position way back when? But no mention of it. I wonder if he even said, hey, pick me, it's my turn. Fast forward, again, you have a old white, senile white man whom the Democrats, in their own words, Andrew, don't like. Simone Sanders, who was Kamala Harris's communications director, came out on numerous occasions and pontificated, the Democrats don't need an old white man at the head of the party, but yet and still they have one. Yet and still they have an old senile man making the nomination of a Black woman to the Supreme Court. We should look at that long and hard. And because this woman is from Jim Clyburn's state, the state that Biden had to win the nomination for the Democrat Party, it begs the question, what deal, backroom deal, did Jim Clyburn and Joe Biden have? Because this is the woman that Jim Clyburn wants on the court. He has been supporting this woman, opposed to all the other women that are there. So if she gets there, it does beg the question, who was colluding? Democrats collude all the time, and no one says anything about it. We just look the other way. Well, we're not going to look the other way because we're going to dissect it and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, great points, Rob. It sounds like this has probably been in the works for quite some time. You're tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app for free to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cells Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
The spirit of American liberty and justice is woven into the soul of America Out Loud. We are the voice of a nation, the American nation, that is. This is Malcolm Out Loud. I invite you back to AmericaOutLoud.com, where the fight for liberty and justice continues. America Out Loud Talk Radio.
And we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew. And when we close out the first segment talking about Merrick Garland once again being looked over to be on the Supreme Court, he's been looked over in favor of a Black woman. So it would appear at this moment. Anything could happen. But that's what it looks like. And like I said, you know, Biden can choose whomever he wants, but he needs to get the right candidate. Plain and simple. And we went through the history as to Clarence Thomas and what happened there. When you really look at it, the left is notorious for making decisions based on identity. And as I said once in one of our previous shows, it's really unfortunate that a lot of this has made its way into the public sphere. Because that genie is out the bottle, and it is going to be very difficult to put the genie back in. And as Andrew alluded to or said during the last segment, is that when you're looking at different commercials on TV, there is this push, buy Black, buy Black, buy Black, buy Black. It's like, well, what if I want to buy Chinese? But that has made it out there. And as I said, why can't you just say buy the best product? But all of this stuff has made its way into the public sphere because the door is open. You have Apple now coming up with an emoji of a pregnant man and a pregnant non-binary person. Now, tell me if that isn't misinformation, Andrew. It's misinformation. A man can't have a baby. It's just plain and simple. Biologically, scientifically, it can't happen. Now, you can call yourself whatever you want to call yourself, but according to the chromosomes, you're a man, you're a woman. But again, it has made its way into this public sphere. So now we will start seeing commercials with pregnant men. And people are so elated about it. It's like, but as a man, most men don't want to have a baby. I mean, they've heard the stories of the pain of childbirthing and whatnot. It's like, I don't want that. I don't want to work, mess up my six pack. But no, it's now men can have babies. Men can have periods. We did a story a week or so ago about Leah Thomas competing on the UPenn swim team as a female. Leah, I'm sorry. You are not a woman. You're not a female. Caitlyn Jenner, who at one point was Bruce Jenner, came out and said the same thing. Biologically, scientifically, it's not possible. And because of her bone structure, her DNA, she will always beat females. What is going on? Caitlyn Jenner, a transgender person. She's saying it. Martina Navratilova, she's saying the same thing. But we're supposed to believe that, nope, we don't care what they're saying, it can happen. And why, Andrew, why are we looking at this and saying that it's okay? People are afraid to push back because if you push back, your livelihood could be gone down the drain. Your ability to live in America, sad to say, your ability to make money to take care of yourself and your family would cease to exist if you were to stand your ground and say, this makes no sense. Men can't have babies. This makes no sense. Men cannot and should not compete with women, according to Title IX. This is completely nonsense. We have to stop it. And then you see the families on commercials. Two men with kids, two women with kids. Hardly ever will you see just a traditional family. Well, you can't say traditional family, or they'll say, oh, you're homophobic, or you're some copophobic. And what for? Birthing people as opposed to a woman giving birth. Then you want to talk about the war on women. Well, the war on women is compliments of the left. But you have all of this going on. And as we've said before, the right, conservatives, Republicans need to push back. We can't just sit by and let this happen. Now, the door has been open, like I said, and there's no putting that genie back in the bottle. So how do we address this? How do we counter this? How do we get back to the basics so that kids aren't confused with the pronouns? Because if you try to say, well, we don't need these people out there talking, they'll say, oh, well, you're trying to silence me. you're trying to silence my free speech. And I see so many people who seem to be educated, Andrew, are going right along with this nonsense. They're going right along with the narrative that science, but be damned, who cares? It's our science, not your science. Therein lies the problem. People are afraid to stand up and call it out the way it should be called out. They're afraid because of the consequences. But at some point, Andrew, I do believe that we have got to make a stand for the sake of our children, for the sake of our future generation. Because while we're trying to create this make-believe world and get everyone to not view the science or biology, other countries are saying, no, we're not part of that. You're insane. We're not doing that. What you're saying is completely wrong. So we have got to protect our children and protect what we know to be true. And if it means calling it out, we have to call it out. Standing up, we have to stand up. Because people are suffering. And this should not be part of our society, this false information coming from the left. Because if we sit idly by, as we have done for the past decade, and let more and more of this get into public domain, there is no stopping it. There is no stopping it. I was looking the other day when we were looking at the whole disinformation with Russia and Ukraine. And we did a show about this, March into War, to protect Hunter Biden's interest. A lot of people are completely oblivious as to what we meant by that. What is Hunter Biden's interest? What does he have to do with Ukraine? He got money from Ukraine. And big tech and the media suppressed it. They didn't want anyone to know about it. Do your research. What they're not telling you is what they should be telling you. Well, we need to go to protect our interests because Ukraine, it's a Western country and it's a democratic country, democracy, and we want to make certain that it continues. And yeah, but if Germany is a concern, if Great Britain is a concern, if France is a concern, why are we concerned? Why is it NATO taking the lead? Why is it NATO using their own communications director to go in and talk to Vladimir Putin? Why is it Joe Biden? Does Joe Biden have something to hide? Looks like he's cozying up with Russia. Andrew, do you think this would have happened if Trump was in office?
Definitely not.
Absolutely not. He would have said, nope, no way. And look at North Korea. Look at what they're doing. Look at China. They're threatening to go into Taiwan. They're just waiting. At a moment's notice, they could go in. But we're busy. Well, let's see here. A man can have a baby. A man can have a period. And boys can swim on the girls' swim team. And then we're going to say that there's a war on women by the right because they don't want women to do anything. And then while we're at it, we want to pick and choose and make certain we have enough Black women at the top. And they're running things because, you know, Black women, they're the future. The future for what? Just for your vote? And then you turn your back on them? As I said, why didn't Barack Obama pick a female Black Supreme Court justice? Why didn't he even pick another man to be on the Supreme Court? He got two picks and they were both women. What was he not thinking? Why didn't he? See, all this is going on and people are completely oblivious to it. They know nothing about it. They know nothing about it because they're not in tune. They're not following the paper trail. And the media glosses right over it. They won't bring all this to your remembrance. Why haven't we heard the readout of the meeting between Biden and the Ukrainian president? Because the Ukrainian president was saying, Biden, put the brakes on it. I don't think there's going to be an invasion. Whereas Bite was running around on the phone with his hair on fire. Oh, they're going to kill you. They're going to rain down all these fires and brimstone. Oh, you better watch out. Bombs are going to come down. Go below. Go protect yourself. And he's like, hey, dude, settle down. And even if Biden is right, what do we care? If the Ukrainian president is okay with it, then why shouldn't we be okay with it? What is the worst that could happen? Well, what shouldn't have happened, Andrew, is that Biden should have never approved the Nord Stream pipeline. Should have never done it. But the media cheered him on. We're going to get him in there, and he's going to revert everything that Trump did. Now, Germany, you could buy oil from Russia. Why is it that Angela Merkel was so against buying oil from the United States? Why? Did anyone ever bother to ask that question? Why are they so against, or were they so against buying oil from us? We would have given them a better deal than Russia. Why were they against it? It was just, oh, no, let them do it, let them do it. But why? Well, we know why we wanted them to, so that they wouldn't be dependent upon Russia, an evil empire. Russia, whom we know wants to just take over. But the left, they were too busy saying, oh, Trump, he's cozying up with Russia, with Putin. Well, if he was cozying up with him, he would have said, okay, I'm going to approve the Nord Stream pipeline. But he didn't. It was Joe Biden who did. Quiet as it's kept, people thinking that it's okay. So now look at where we are, in a pickle. Putin is laughing, knowing that Joe is afraid, knowing that Joe doesn't know what he's going to do. And where is Joe? Oh, well, he's in Delaware vacationing again. He's trying to regroup from the previous 2 weeks of making a mess of everything. And then his handlers coming out trying to protect him. Oh, but nothing to see here. Let's just move on. And this is a man that they said got 80 million votes. We could possibly be marching to war to protect Hunter Biden, his son's interests, his son, Hunter Biden, whom Joe Biden said is the smartest man he know. Sorry, Obama, you're dumb. Really, Hunter Biden, a two-bit porn star, Hunter Biden, who likes to walk around in a jockstrap. Hunter Biden, who thinks he's an artist. Hunter Biden, who banged his dead brother's wife. Hunter Biden, who got a stripper pregnant and then tried to say that the kid wasn't his. Hunter Biden, who's a convicted felony and is not supposed to have a gun, but he did. So he should be in jail because he had an armed weapon, an illegal firearm, but he never went to jail. Hunter Biden, who has nothing but exemplifies white privilege. Yeah, that's the Hunter Biden, who's also a cokehead, but he's the smartest man that Joe Biden knows. I get it. It's your kid. You want to talk him up, but there comes a point in time where you have to put the brakes on it. But no brakes there. But what you bet, had Hunter been a black guy, he would be up under the jail, thanks to none other than the liberal Democrat policies. This is not good. And we talk about this nonstop. And Republicans, conservative, they talk about it every so often, but they seem not to care because they just want to raise money. And the problem persists, doesn't get any better. We're not running good candidates. We're trying to bring back on the show Laverne Spicer, who's running for office against the hat lady down in Florida. Frederica, whatever her name is. I hope she is successful investing her, because we need true patriots like that in office. And as a matter of fact, she's called out Kevin McCarthy, I think, whom I just don't see should be Speaker of the House, should Republicans are successful in November 2022. There are a lot of changes that need to take place in order for us to get this country back on track. And it's not going to happen overnight. Because with everything out there in the public domain that makes absolutely no sense, trying to twist that spigot off turn it to the right, it is going to be a fight. because while the left are committed to destroying the country with their radical ideas, the right, they just can't get it together. They'll start going down the straight and narrow path, but because one person happens to have on blue shoes and not red shoes, they will stop and start fighting right there in the path. And in the process, people just start falling off, forming their own little fractions. Oh, I'm going to fall. Oh, I don't believe this. And I don't believe this. It's like, come on, let's just stay committed. We can agree to disagree, but we have to keep our eyes on the prize. There is no reason this country should be where it is right now after President Trump. But it happened because you had a lot of folks on the right, as Jeff Dornick, one of our guests, said, that were internally fighting and fighting against Trump. Just the other day, Andrew, Pennsylvania, the court came out and ruled that this indefinite election, letting people vote until the cows came home, and mail-in ballots, just sending everyone a mail-in ballot, was unconstitutional. Quiet as this cap, you don't hear a lot of people talking about it. And why is it that during the 2020 election, it was the Attorney General of Texas filing suit in Pennsylvania for what was happening, as opposed to the Pennsylvania Attorney General filing suit or the GOP in Pennsylvania filing suit and saying, wait a minute, our election laws have been breached. This can't happen. And what did the courts come out and say? Well, you don't have a standing here. The Texas Attorney General doesn't have a standing. So you can't bring this suit forward. And like clockwork, everyone on the media, the left and the right said, oh, they knocked it down. Trump lost, another loss, because they said he didn't have standing. But they did not explain what they meant by the standing. Here on After Dark, we talked about it nonstop, that the courts can't make election laws. They have to uphold them. It is up to the state legislatures. But the media never went into depth with it. They never explained it to the viewers. They just said, oh, they didn't have local standing and the courts knocked it down. So in their mind, he lost. It was just a frivolous lawsuit, when in actuality, that wasn't the case at all. What should have happened is that once the court said, okay, Texas, you don't have a standing. This is not your jurisdiction. We know that you're trying to get the folks in Pennsylvania to do their job, and they still haven't gotten the hint to do their job, Pennsylvania GOP. So we're just going to knock it down. And the GOP in Pennsylvania, they were okay with that because they didn't want Trump to win. They wanted to deny him the victory. And when you look across the states, as we've said before, Andrew, at the different cases that went before the courts, the exact same thing happened. I heard the other day someone say that Rudy Giuliani has been vindicated, because he did go before the courts and he said, this is not about election fraud. And people, wait a minute, but I thought he said there was fraud. No, what he was saying was that the courts did not have jurisdiction over the elections and what they were doing. That's what he said. That was what he was purporting. But the media, we knew the folks on the left weren't going to cover it accurately. But then the folks on the right, Andrew, we were extremely disappointed because they should have said, this is what is happening. And if they did, they did not elaborate on it. They weren't clear in their reporting. That is a reason why we constantly say, listen to this broadcast and share it. Now, I know a lot of you are into podcasts. You're not into listening to the radio. You don't like talk shows and you just want, oh, I just want to hear music. I want to move on. But that is the only way you're going to get information that is fair and accurate. It is the only way. And as I've said before, if you want to challenge us, feel free to reach out to us, drop a chat on the site and just say, hey, this is what we don't understand. Could you elaborate on it? Well, I don't agree with you for these reasons. But we can't silence ourselves because we disagree. And then we want to go into our little corners and sulk about it. So everything that we're talking about, a lot of people are oblivious to it. They don't know about it. They don't understand what's happening. And the other thing is to say, oh, it's just politics. I don't want to get involved. No, you need to get involved because politics will affect your life. That is a reason why Apple is able to put out an emoji of an it or man being pregnant, having kids think that man can be pregnant. You have this in our schools. And if you talk against it, they will attack you. Men can't be pregnant. And these women who are transitioning and they still have their female organs, it's like, you're a whack job. Let's just admit it. There's something going on in your head. Because if you want to be a man, then you would transition completely. You would get rid of all female body, all female organs and body parts. Why haven't you? And the courts should not allow this either. Well, my body, my choice. Right. But there's something wrong with your head. Why would you want to do this? Why would you want to confuse people? You're not a man having a baby. Why would you do that? Let's just think about it. Why would a person want to do that? Other than the fact that they want to create chaos, other than the fact that they have an agenda. Because when it's all said and done, and we've all passed on, there will always be that inkling thought as to what the heck just happened here. What were these people doing back in 2022 saying that men could have babies? I mean, what are you trying to change? And we thought that men were toxic. Yeah, they're toxic unless they're our kind, unless it's the man that we want. The alpha male, the male who's in between lines, he's straddling the fence. It's crazy. But yet that's where we are in society and people being quiet, being silenced. Last week, we laid to rest a police officer in New York City, Jason Rivera, 22 years old, answering a domestic dispute call. He and his partner, Wilbert Morera. And what happened? They were shot dead. Where's the outcry? Where's the outcry? Where the protest? Who's going to take in that family and give them millions of dollars, make statues in honor of them so that we won't forget and that we will remember the violence against police officers? Charles Galloway in Houston, a constable, shot dead by an illegal alien. 3 weeks ago, we had a hostage crisis in Houston, Texas. Illegal alien at the helm. Now, the FBI told us at the time, oh, it's not, has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. It's just a, you know, one of those things that happens. No, I'm sorry. Holding people hostage just doesn't happen. No, I'm sorry. Killing two police officers just doesn't happen. No, I'm sorry. Killing a constable just doesn't happen. New York City, a 16-year-old rapper got into a fight with a police officer. Both men were Black. And the 16-year-old, doing the tussle and shuffling and whatnot, shot the officer. The 16-year-old was arrested. And by noon, he was out. Why was he out? Well, because of the new laws by DA Alvin Bragg. That if you use a gun, if you shot the person, if you didn't kill the person, oh, you can get out, roam the streets and do it again. Get out and do it again. Get out, commit another crime, and then another crime. And as I said, once you open the door, everyone is going to walk through. Oh, I can do whatever I want. We see the smash and grab. We see people going into stores, just shopping. Well, not really shopping. They're stealing, putting things in a bag, and then just walking out. Security guard just looking at them. Have a nice day. Well, the security guard has probably been instructed by the company. It's not worth it. Don't lose your life. Because if you go after them, there will be an entire protest that you did something wrong. And we'd rather just write that off than to try and defend ourselves in a lawsuit and then lose millions. It's not worth it. Why is this happening? We open up the door. And the right saw it opening up. And some of them, I think, were propping it up for it to stay open. That's the reason why we have all this discourse. But police officers, people who want to uphold the law and protect us, this man, 22 years old, but what I'm hearing, always wanted to be a police officer in spite of everything that was happening around him. So if we do the math, when George Floyd was killed, this officer was all of 20 years old or a year younger. He saw what the police officers went through, but yet and still he chose that profession. Look around you at all what is happening to all of our police officers. But this 22-year-old man decided that is a profession I want. He answered the call. I wouldn't have done it. I would have said, forget about it. My life matters more. But he answered the call. He was just married in October. And now he's gone. Quiet as is kept. You look around you, police officers being shot at, being killed. And the only answer that the left has is, well, we need to look at gun violence and we need to look at make certain that we take the guns off the street because it's the guns. Take the guns off the street. And then we need to make certain that we teach our police officers to do a better job. What about teaching the citizens to respect the law? How about teaching our children to respect law and order? Because you can remove all the guns off the street. Look at Chicago, a city with the strictest gun laws, and yet still you have violence. So forget about removing the guns. How about removing the criminals off the streets?
Yeah, well said, Rob. That's what needs to happen. Wow, this hour just flew by. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you download your podcast. We'll see you guys next time. Remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.